happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. And on Tuesdays, we like to take a step away from the front section of the newspaper and go a couple sections down and start looking at the breaking news of the tech section. And this is really one of my most favorite segments of the week each year, each week, because it's none of it is life or death, and yet all of it I find fascinating. So we're glad to have you with us today. Now, I don't know, maybe it is life or death. Ari Zolden of Quantum Media rejoins us. Ari, there's a cleric that has declared a fatwa in Muslim circles. That's a threat against people that choose to buy their Facebook likes. Now, do people still do this? I know this was like hot, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, but are people still buying artificial likes on their social media?
People are, although it's not effective, because what happens in social media, if you have, if you purchase 1 million likes, let's say, Kevin, and you only have one person engaging or responding or retweeting, you could see pretty clearly that those likes were purchased. So it's really today, it's about the engagement. But the story is, I think, I was looking at it, I read it twice, I read it 3 times, checked other sources as well. I thought initially it was somewhat comical that a cleric in Egypt would come out of all the things he could talk about.
Right.
Just to come out and to say, but, you know, and then I sort of backed off and I said, you know, it seemed comical, but at the same time, I kind of respect that he's taking a position that it's, you know, again, is deceitful. I don't know, maybe it's certainly borderline, that he's actually taking like a position and saying, no, look, it's not really 100%. I won't use the word kosher because this is in Egypt, but for all intents and purposes, it's not the most kosher practice.
Well, interestingly enough, I guess most people could agree with that, too. Many different faiths would say, you know, you shouldn't be misrepresenting or be dishonest in your presentation. But you're right. It is all about engagement. And I don't know. I guess I thought that was, you know, a fad a while ago, but it seems like it's died down now with the additional ways. And you know what I've noticed, too, Ari, is that for my own personal use, I used to be a heavy Facebooker. I'm really into Twitter now. Like, Twitter is really where I feel like I can get more response and more immediate discussion of things going. I still have my Facebook, and I like to do Instagram for the pictures and for the art stuff. But Twitter is where I probably spend the most amount of my social media time now. And it was not that way 2 to 3 years ago when Facebook was a little. I don't know. It seems like Facebook has tried to become such an engulfing universe. It's hard for me to like enjoy it as much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I find myself also, and obviously I'm actively following you and retweeting a lot of your comments on Twitter, and I definitely noticed that you're a lot more active there. You know, I think what happened with Facebook is that they've become a very, very large ad network, which means that seeing in our feeds ads upon ads upon ads, and I think it's taking away in part from the initial attraction that Facebook had.
Right.
You know, and Twitter too. Listen, Twitter's home to, you know, most of the journalists that are looking for sources, for experts, for breaking news. They first go to Twitter. You know, everything is very quick. I'm just finding also it's interesting. There is some sort of paradigm shift that's happening. And I used to be so engaged on Facebook, and now also my first social media go-to is Twitter. So I'm with you.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting? American Idol's back after being revived this year by ABC TV. And last night, or was it Sunday night? One of the two nights, Bobby Bones, the country producer and talk radio host, actually reamed one of the contestants, because they're like, you know, here you are on a national television contest, and he goes, you're not social media guy, and he pulled up his Instagram. He literally had like one follower, no likes, no pictures, no profile picture. He's like, how do you expect to win this if you're not doing something? And then so he gave him like this little tutorial. Okay, it's Instagram, 2 pictures a day. You know, you got to write about something that's relevant to you, and like he made him like start doing that. I thought, wow, this is. We really have entered a brand new universe. And at lunch today, I was with Ryan Batesel, a friend of mine who is the pastor at a church called Emergence in New Jersey, and Phil Boyce, my boss. And we were around the table, and we were talking about how nobody knows what a cassette tape is anymore. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'll do you one better than that. I'm watching Zootopia with the kids over the weekend, the Fox and the Bunny, and they get into this limousine that belongs to the bad character, whoever that was, and they open the glove box and they pull out CDs, and he goes, hey, they were listening to this music on CD, but what's a CD? Nobody knows what a CD is anymore. And he threw it back in and shuts the door. And I'm going, okay, now they're just mocking us. Now they're just throwing it in our face that even digital media is old because it's not, you know, what's just exclusively on your phone.
Right, right. It's amazing. And you know, who would have thought, like, the Walkman would ever go away?
Right.
You know? I mean, CDs, you thought it was digital. It was digitally imprinting. Wow, you know, this is it. This is going to stay, you know. CDs went and everything went completely digital. Now you could think about, you know, if you think about what's happening next, and that's fascinating. And there's a lot of conversations out there about, you know, what's next,
yeah.
What's after digital. And I'm sure we'll be able to cover it over the next several weeks here as well.
Well, the other thing that you and I were talking about before we got on, NASA is sending, you know, some of their deep space capsules out. And I guess now more than 100 parts of that capsule are not going to be produced in a factory or production plant of some sort. They're going to be churned out on a 3D printer. This is rather remarkable to me, Ari, because they're sending stuff that they're making from a printer into space.
Right, right. And it's well, look, it's not coming from someone's you know, basement or backyard, and it's probably a very, very big industrial machine, but nevertheless, there's going to be a time, and I think it's going to be sooner than later, that everyone will have a 3D printer at their, you know, sitting at their desk or sitting by their kitchen to be able to just reproduce any kind of spare parts. And yeah, the fact that they're actually sending it to space, I think, is amazing, because we know, you know, space is really the frontier of all innovation as well.
It's so the final frontier.
It's
the final frontier. Okay, my Shatner is horrible. I'm sorry. I apologize. Ari Zolden of Quantum Media, always great to talk to you. Follow him on Twitter. Yeah, that's where he and I like to hang out, at ARIZOLDAN. And you can follow me on Twitter at KMCRADIO, KMC Radio. Ari, we'll talk to you again soon. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Final thoughts for the day. Don't go away.